Let us begin. You want to find a place on the floor, or I'm demonstrating on a table for your benefit. You can have a pillow underneath. It'll shift a little that experience of the legs. It also can be quite beneficial for a lumbar spine discomfort. You want to have a couple books underneath the head, which can be a long discussion, but today I'm going to say just let yourself find a little place where your neck does not feel compressed or in the back or in the front. Let's begin with a lie down with legs extended straight out and arms extended and palms up. If this, for your own feeling safety, feels uncomfortable, feel free to bring your hands onto your ribs. Let yourself arrive in this place. Allow the weight of your skull to yield to the book. Come into a sensory appreciation of you and the space you're in. The distance of face to ceiling. The walls around you. The floor below. Let yourself have a gentle body scan. Walter Carrington used to say, what feels fixed and what feels free. Without judgment, expectation, just have a little giggle. Where are you now? Your breathing may become apparent. Allow yourself to gently move to semi-supine. Pause. Allow for non-doing. Let the neck release to allow the head to yield to the book and think about it moving up off the end of the spine. It's not a do, just a thought. Invite your spine to lengthen and the back to widen. Consider the knees releasing away towards the ceiling and the shoulders to release out, the right shoulder to the right side of the room and your left shoulder to the left. I'm going to invite you to slide the right leg out. And as soon as I say that, the body creates a little anticipation. That's a natural motor learning reflex to anticipate that which was said to execute a task. So note, we're going to be sliding the leg. And then take a moment to pause and unanticipate the action. Allow for non-doing. Come back to letting your neck free and the head to move up as the leg slides out. We're going to use some metaphoric imagery for the leg. I want you to think of your leg as a hollow tube. And think of a color flowing through your thigh, through the calf, and all the way out your heel. Envision the color. Or sometimes it's more helpful for folks to think of water filling the bowl of the pelvis and spilling through the right thigh, calf, and out the heel. Allow that energy of direction of leg away from torso. In a moment, you're going to flex your foot. Let yourself pause. A moment of letting go to allow for non-doing. And then let the neck free and the head move forward and up to let the heel lengthen and the toes to reach to the ceiling in dorsiflexion. Once you've arrived, pause, not do, and then move. Lift the leg about a quarter of an inch off the floor and then invite it to release back down. Let the leg have a little wiggle jiggle in the joint. We will be straightening the left leg before we go. We're going to take that moment for inhibition to not do. And then direction to let the leg release away from torso, sliding the left leg out. At this moment, I'm inviting you to notice the difference between the right side and the left, if there is any, the one that had the thinking through it and the one that you just extended. Invite the right leg, the one that's already had that water flowing through it. Invite that leg to move back towards semi-supine, noting that you can permit yourself that moment to not do, unanticipate, allow for breath and direction, to let the knee release up to the ceiling and the foot to rest on the floor. Allow the weight of the skull to yield to the book and permit the jaw to release away from the upper teeth. You're going to think that image through the left leg now, if sand or water or color, something that feels flowy through you, from through your thigh, the calf and out the heel. I had a student last week who said she loves to think of warm honey releasing through her leg, thigh, calf, heel, that viscous fluid was useful. Allow that direction of letting leg release away from torso to invite the heel to lengthen away from your pelvis. The toes reach to the ceiling in dorsiflexion. Then pause for non-doing to come back to what we call primary control. Let the neck free, head up as you bend your knee. Come into a sensory appreciation for yourself in the room. Let what you see ahead of you come back to you, to let the eyes fall back into the beds. We're going to snake the body out. Note that when we have the instruction, there's a moment of readiness. Let go of that readiness. Unready. Press your feet through the floor, lift the pelvis up a wee bit. That'll help you or to let you lift the rib cage. The chin may release into the air, and then you make yourself a little bit comfortable, and you might need to move your books. Let the neck be free to allow the head to move up, to invite the spine to lengthen and the back to widen. The knees to release away from torso and the shoulders to release out. Pause to allow for non-doing. Your breathing may become apparent. Let your fingertips move up to face the ceiling in that bent elbow position that I demonstrated at the beginning of the session. My shoulders resting on the table, my fingertips are lengthening to the ceiling. When we're going to reach for the ceiling, you're going to let yourself consider letting your whole back fall back as if it's in a hammock. So you're letting the back back as the fingertips reach up to the ceiling. It's a distal initiation, meaning that the wee fingertips are the leaders. And then reach a bit more so the shoulder blade is moving away from the spine. And then let the shoulder fall back down by letting the whole arm fall into the glenohumeral joint or shoulder socket. Have a little stir at the fingertips and notice that that has a little stir in the shoulder joint. Repeat on the right side with a pause. Allow for breath. Let the neck free and the back back as if it's resting in a hammock as the fingertips reach forward to the ceiling. You don't stay long, just let that arm fall back into the socket and have a little stir like a mortar and pestle. Permit the elbow to bend and the hand to fold near the shoulder. And then let it extend out to the side gently wherever it falls. Let your left arm mirror the same position and notice if you feel a difference between the right side and the left. Bring the hand that went on the journey already in towards your ribs if that's more comfortable, or feel free to leave it where it is. The left side knows the journey it's going to take. Give it a little moment of inhibition to let go, to be present and not expect anything. Allow the neck to release. Invite the spine to lengthen. Fold the elbow and let the fingertips, the palms are facing towards my midline, and the fingertips are reaching up towards the sky. Allow for that moment of non-doing, letting the back back, falling back into the hammock of the table as you reach with the fingertips towards the sky. As you reach that little bit further, that's a nice place to consider the neck falling back towards the table as the fingertips take that extra reach. Leaving the elbow extended or straight, just let the whole thing drop into the socket and stir. Pause. Unanticipate. Allow yourself to consider less is more. Let the neck release back as the fingertips reach to the ceiling. Invite the shoulder to fall back down and have a little bit of a stir. Fold at the elbow and let both arms extend out to the side. And have a noticing without judgment what you're experiencing in both sides and your whole body. In your own timing, return your hands to a place of comfort for you. The movement that we're going to invite will be a head turn to the right side. Let yourself let go of anticipating that thought and do. And let the neck free to allow the head up. There's a gentle nod at the first vertebra, the atlas. You'll feel a slight tip of the nose. And then the head turn happens between the atlas and the axis. And so the skull rolls along the book to a gentle place of head turn. Accommodate to where it feels easeful for you. Notice the distance between your left ear and your left shoulder. Just a thought to permit your skull to yield to the book and your shoulder to drift away from the ear. Not a doing, just a consideration. If that water or color feels like a helpful thing for you, you could consider it from your ear, through your neck, through your shoulder, and dripping out your elbow. To return, the head turn actually begins with a little bit of a nod. And so that instruction's been given to you. Give yourself a little moment to pause and not do. Invite the head to move forward and up, which encourages that slight tip and the roll of the skull back to center. We're going to move to the other side in the same fashion, yet it may not be the same experience. Allow the neck to release. Invite the head to release into the book with a slight nod to begin, and then a little rotation to allow the head to move comfortably to the left. Pause. Your breathing may become apparent. Invite that as part of the listening. Consider the thought to let the shoulder drift away from your ear. This can be included with that notion of letting water rush through from your neck, through your shoulder, to your ear, out the elbow. With your head on that side, I'm going to invite you to allow your knees to fall to the same side. And note that you're going to be giving yourself a moment to pause and then move from where you are to sitting and standing. Or I'm going to invite you to say, "This feels delightful where I am in constructive rest, and I'm going to remain here for a while to be present with the experience."